morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
The chairman of the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee issued perhaps his most direct public warning yet to the Trump administration on a possible North American Free Trade Agreement pullout. Before we get to that story, though, USDA announces that the 2018 Farm Safety Net enrollment period is open. Enrollment for Farm Bill Safety Net programs is open as of today, Wednesday, November 1st. The Department of Agriculture announced the enrollment period this week for farmers and ranchers with base acres in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, known as ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, known as PLC, Safety Net program, which may be enrolled for during the 2018 crop year. Producers on a farm that are not enrolled for the 2018 enrollment period will not be eligible for financial assistance from the ARC or PLC programs for 2018 should crop prices or farm revenues fall below the historical price or revenue benchmarks established by the program, according to USDA. USDA says producers should contact their local Farm Service Agency office or local FSA website for more details. Moving on, though, Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts spoke to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce audience in Washington, D.C. on the strategy President Trump and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are pursuing on NAFTA, threatening Mexico and Canada with a pullout.
I know Bob Lighthizer. He knows the value of agriculture. But the path that he may take and that of the president is a path that I think is fraught with a lot of dangers.
Roberts warned that the U.S. is coming to a crossroads on NAFTA, with negotiations so far yielding little progress. He urged producers and manufacturers to push back against the pervasive view that NAFTA has not benefited the economy.
We must commit to challenge this view, set the record straight, and explain what is at stake. These issues affect real jobs, real lives, real people.
Chairman Roberts predicted that the fate of the nation's economy will rest on open trade.
Fact, Canada and Mexico have ranked in the top three destinations for U.S. agriculture exports since 2001.
Roberts points out that U.S. agriculture exports to Canada have soared since 1993 by 265% and to Mexico by 289%. He says the U.S. must retain a reliable supplier with its neighbors in North America and around the world. Otherwise, he suggests its economy, including its farmers, will suffer. And on a final note for today, beef producers here in Oklahoma may want to keep in mind that today is the voting day for the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff referendum. If you've not already participated in the absentee ballot process, then be sure to visit any county extension office in Oklahoma during their normal business hours today to cast your vote on whether or not to add an additional dollar per head to cattle sold here in the state. You got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.